Thank God. I'm so glad that he chose, man, to die for us. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He could have called for those angels, but he chose to go all the way to the cross. Why? Because he loves you and me. Amen. We appreciate the Lord here today.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read from the book of John, St. John here, chapter number 20. I'll be preaching through much of this chapter here tonight, this evening. Amen. And I'll start off with the first few verses. That'll be a good place to start right there. Amen. John chapter number 20, starting at verse number 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark,
yes,
unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Verse number 2. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse number 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lying, the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Verse number 8, then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. John, that other disciple, he stooping down and coming behind Peter into the sepulcher, and he saw those clothes, those linen clothes laying there.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said he saw and believed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us for just a few moments here. This evening, I'd like to preach on evidence of a risen Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Evidence of a risen Savior. Jesus had been crucified on the cross. His body had been removed from the cross and prepared for burial, and intended, and interned, in the tomb secured by Joseph of Arimathea. It is now Sunday morning. A graveyard, which is normally a place of quiet, a place of rest. I sent Brother Tommy a picture the other day of a graveyard I visited of a dear saint,
yep,
a man that used to go to this church right here.
Yes.
Amen. Sister Barb, I've been wanting to go by and see her grave. Amen. And typically a graveyard is a place of quietness, a place of rest. Amen. But this day was quite different from that. Hallelujah. Amen. And it became a place of activity and excitement on this particular day. Verse number 1 tells us that Mary Magdalene, if you remember, she's the one who Jesus cast out 7 devils, amen, from her, and she arrived very early in the morning, amen,
yes,
Jesus, while it was yet dark, and found that no Roman guards were around anywhere, and the stone over the door of the tomb was rolled away. Hallelujah. She immediately assumed that Jesus's body had been taken away. Praise God. So what did Mary do? Mary runs and she goes, probably because I imagine they were in close proximity. Peter and John were probably close by. She runneth to them. Amen. And she was doing every bit of her strength to get back to these disciples.
Yes.
And she ran and tell them the news. Hey, Peter. Hey, John, guess what's happened? Amen.
Yeah.
I went out early in the morning to the tomb of Jesus, and he wasn't there. Woo. Amen. Praise God. The stone had been rolled away. Jesus is no longer in that tomb. So immediately they thought, amen, Sister Missy, that they had stolen that body. And she said they took him away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God. And so we get on down to verse number 3-4. Peter took off running. Amen. Praise God. And John took off running. John, being the younger, outran Peter. Amen. And got there to the tomb first. Amen. And notice this. John, probably being a younger man, maybe a little superstitious of a tomb and death. He's apparently afraid to go in the tomb. Amen.
Yeah.
I like this. Old man Peter comes, shows up. A little bit older, a little bit wiser than John. And Peter comes to the tomb. Amen. John beat him there. John outran him because Peter was older.
Yeah.
But John was the first, or Peter rather, was the first one in the tomb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't stop at the door, but Peter went on in there in the tomb. And the Bible said he looked and he saw the linen clothes laying there. And he saw the napkin by itself up above, just like the Israels would have prepared a body. Hey, God. Amen. And they find a little bit of evidence, amen, that Jesus was no longer in the tomb.
Yes.
But he had risen again just like he said he would. Hallelujah. Hey, I'd like to tell us here today, amen, he's still alive. Praise God. He's still risen. Amen. He's still at the right hand of the throne on high. Praise God. Amen. And that's what separates, I hit this a little bit last Sunday when I was a preacher. That's what separates our religion, amen, from every other religion in the world. Amen. They're still serving, amen, a dead God. Hallelujah. Oh, I come to tell us right here to, amen, this evening that we're serving a God that's no longer dead. Amen. Ain't got death, got his hands on him for about 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man. Amen. For 3 days and 3 nights, death had a grasp upon Jesus. But oh, on that third, amen, blessed morning. Hallelujah. And old Mary come running to the tomb, but she found out that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. Where was he at? Great God, that's what I'd like to preach to you tonight. Where's he at? Same place he is today. He's on the throne at the right hand of the Father, sitting on the throne on high, right here tonight, making intercession for you and I. Great God, that's why we worship Easter. Amen. I like what old brother Daniel Bragg told us many times, brother Tommy. Amen. How this world has politicized, how this world has monetized, amen, every holiday that we have, how they got a little old bunny bouncing around. Brother Daniel said, don't even lay eggs, hallelujah, and they monetized and materialized Easter. It's not about a bunny laying eggs, amen. And my kids have found Easter eggs in the yard. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, but thank God it's not about a bunny, amen. It's about a risen Savior. Woo! Hallelujah. He's not dead. Judah's still in the ground. Muhammad's still in the ground. But I come to tell us Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. I'm not charismatic, but wherever you are, amen, what few of us is here, I think it'd be good to say he's alive. Yes. Hey, God, he's alive. Where's he at? Thank God he's alive. And he ever liveth to make intercession for you and I come to tell you, church, he's alive. Amen. Hey, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. John arrives and looks into the tomb and he sees the gray clothesline carefully placed and not disturbed. Hey, God. He didn't enter the tomb right off, but he followed Peter in there. What did they see? They saw gray clothes. Amen. We're in the shape of a cocoon. Amen. With nobody in them. This word wrapped means twirled or rolled around. The clothes were not disturbed. It was as if Jesus passed through, right through them. And this spurred the faith. And the Bible said, and John saw, and he believed. Amen. What did he believe? He believed that he had risen.
Yes.
It was evidence. Hey, God, that proved that he had risen. Amen. Hey, God, this word see is the key word, showing the progression of faith. In verse number 5, this word looking in came from the word blepo in the Greek, which means to glance or to look in. In verse number 6, the word seeth, amen, is from that word therio, which means theory or theorize, to look carefully and observe. Great God.
Yeah.
And then in verse number 8, the word Saul, amen, meant to see with understanding. Great God, just like people today, at first glance, they take a first glance at Christ. Amen. Secondly, they scrutinize whether I really want to believe it or not. And then finally, third, like John did, they see and they understand. That's where Christian is. I've had many people tell me, amen, oh, Brother Jason, I can't live like that. I've come down to your church, but I can't live a life of a Christian. I can't give up doing this and this. I can't quit going here and there. Hey, God, you know what I always tell them? I can't either. Hallelujah. I can't either. But, great God, I'm like John. I looked and I saw and I believed. Hallelujah. And Jesus came into my heart and he saved an old wretch like me. I once was lost and blind, but now I see. I'm saved by his grace. I looked and I saw that a Savior loved me. And I come to tell us he's changed my life. I don't go to the places I used to go. I don't say the things I used to say. Thank God he saved me and he set me free. That's the same thing he can do for you today. Thank God, wherever you are, whoever you are, amen, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. That's the power in this man I'm preaching about for just a few moments tonight. I said there's power to save. There's power to heal. There's power to reach. Thank God, amen, many of you have needs. Oh, I come to tell you, he can meet your need. All you got to do is believe. Amen. John looked in. Hey, I got to move on here, but I feel like probably here's the crux of the sermon. John looked in the tomb and he saw the grave clothes. Amen. They were wrapped. Great God, like Israelites prepared a body. They adored them with spices. Amen. They wrapped the body. Then in Egypt, they embalmed them. But Israel didn't embalm bodies. They wrapped them and prepared the body. And John looked, and he seen a many a dead man. He seen a many a people pass from life unto death. But great God, they still laid. Remember when Lazarus got up? What did Lazarus do? When Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb, and Lazarus got up, he still had the great clothes on him. He was still wrapped. Jesus said, unloose him, unwrap him, and let him go. I come to tell us, great God, no man had to unwrap my Savior. He got up out of that grave. I said he got up on that first resurrection Sunday. And he liveth. Great God, I said he liveth. He's able to save. Amen. He's able to heal. He's able to do anything.
Woo! Yes.
Let me stop right here and say this before I move any further. Anything Jesus had ever did. Amen. Let me tell you something. He laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Hey God. He laid his hands on the blinded eyes and they did see.
Right.
Hey God. I just told you, he laid his hands on a man that was dead, Lazarus. And Lazarus came from death back to life. Amen. All of that, listen here, would have been in vain if Jesus had not come out of that tomb. Hey God. I come to tell you, he came out. I said he came out. He resurrected and is alive forevermore. Amen. Woo! I told you down in Egypt, they embalmed bodies. In Rome and in Greece, they cremated. But in Israel, they wrapped a body with spices and aloes. Amen. Aloe was a fragrant powdered shell. Amen. That held the grave clothes around the body. The face and the neck, the upper part of the shoulder were bare. And the upper part of the head was, amen, separated, covered by a cloth or a napkin that was twirled like a turban. The tomb of Jesus was empty. Hey God, or was it? Was it really empty? Yes, it was empty of Jesus, but it was not empty of evidence. It contained evidence that demanded a verdict. Amen. Is Jesus really there? Was he really stolen? Let me tell you something, Brother Tommy. If they had stolen the body of Jesus, Jesus. I don't know of any man that would sit there and take the time to unwrap him and then wrap that, amen, cloth back up and leave it laying there. Amen. No man took his body, but Jesus. He said, I got the power to take it up again. I take it on up. That tomb was empty, but it wasn't completely empty. It had evidence of a risen Savior. Praise God. Woo! Jesus arose from that grave, and the grave clothes proved it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The tomb was open. No, not to let Jesus' body out. Amen. Many people think that that angel rolled that stone away to let Jesus out. No, he was already out. Why did the angel roll the stone away? I tell you why he did. To let Mary in, to let John in, to let Peter in, to let the world see that that tomb was empty of the Savior, but it had evidence of a resurrection. My God in heaven, I feel the Holy Ghost right here to tell you, Jesus is alive. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
I got to hurry here. I'm just about done.
Come on.
Amen. Verse number 9. Amen. Through 10. Woo! I lost my place. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. This right here, I could take a lot of time here, but I won't. But this confuses me to some extent. Then the disciples went away again unto their own country. Verse number 9 said, for as they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Hallelujah. Why did they not know? What scripture were they talking about? Probably Psalms 16 and 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. They got, how could these disciples say they didn't know? Amen. Because Jesus told them in Matthew 27 and 39. And they that passed by reviled, wagging their heads and saying, even the enemies knew, amen, that thou destroyest the temple and buildest it again in 3 days. Save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down off the cross. Even the enemies knew that Jesus said he was going to get back up. Thank God. Later on in 27, Matthew 27 and 62, now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together in the Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. How then the disciples, Brother Tommy, not know that he was going to get up when the enemies knew? They said, hey, Pilate, amen, be sure you guard this body, amen, with soldiers, amen, so that the disciples cannot come and steal his body away. God, I come to tell us, even the adversary and the enemy of Jesus knew that he said, I will get back up on the third day. Woo! Hey, God, I come to tell us he's risen.
Woo!
And he appeared to his disciples multiple times after his resurrection to prove to them that he was alive.
Yes, God.
Notice this. Amen. Notice this with me real quick.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo! Those disciples, they all bailed and denied him and left and ran at his crucifixion. Remember that?
Right.
All except for John. John stood there and Jesus spoke to John and said, John, take care of thy mother.
Uh-huh.
That was Jesus' mother, too.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, John, Take care of your mother, son. Hey, God. I believe that's what John was doing when Mary Magdalene came running to found Peter and John. I believe John was taking care of his mother. Hallelujah. Hey, but notice this. Those disciples were scared of their life while they were crucifying, amen, Jesus on the cross. They were scared smack dab to death. But oh, after they looked and they saw, great God, that he wasn't in the tomb, but he had risen again. And then they accused the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They accused his disciples of stealing his body and proclaiming that he had risen. They were too cowardly to do such a thing as that. Hey God, amen. While Christ was there being crucified, they were a coward and they ran. But oh, after like John, they looked and they believed and they saw that Christ had resurrected. It did something to their faith. It built something up in their hearts. Great God. And they all were martyrs except for the beloved John. And they all died for the case of Christ. They all lived and preached the gospel and said he's alive and he's at the right hand of the Father. He's alive. You tell me how a bunch of cowards could have stole a body, amen, and died for a lie. And I tell you how, it wasn't a lie. They didn't steal him. He got up on the third day, and those disciples gave their life for the gospel because they knew and they believed that Jesus resurrected. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
My. Oh, woo. Lord, help us here.
Holy God.
Amen. Give me a few more minutes. Verse number 11, and Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. Amen. Woo! She is crying. She lost her Savior. She had lost the one that brought joy to her life. Amen. And seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet. Look here, an angel, one at the head, one at the feet, where Jesus had laid.
Yeah.
Where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and know not where they have laid him. Mary still at this point had not realized, hey God, that he was gone. Amen. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and she saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Look at this. She's still looking in the tomb. Angel at the head, angel at the feet. And she hears a voice behind her, supposing that he was a gardener.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she's supposing he to be the gardener. Saith unto him, she kind of looked behind her back. Didn't really take a good look. And he said, woman, why weepest thou? And she's supposing him to be the gardener. Saith unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Hey.
Yeah.
Notice this. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. Oh God. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. I want you to notice this. The Jews had three words to recognize teachers. The first was Rab, which was the lowest level. Amen. The middle was Rabbi. Amen. And the last was Rabboni, which meant master. Great God, she reverences him. All he said was Mary. And she said, that's a voice I've heard before. That's the Savior. Rabboni. It was to say, Master. Hey, Holy One. Great God, Jehovah. It's you. He got up and he's alive. Hey, I come to tell us he's still alive. He's still Rabboni. He's still the Master. He's still the Savior that's able to save and heal the land. Amen.
Glory.
Woo. I'm glad he knows my name.
Yes, he does.
Let me tell you something here in my closing remarks. He knows your name.
Yes, Yes, Lord.
Exodus 33:12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see thou, sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Hallelujah. God told Moses, said Moses, I know you by name. John 10:3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Isaiah 43:1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed thee.
Yes.
Hey God, I have called thee by thy name. Hey, I made knows my name.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something out there. He knows your name. I said he knows your name. Aren't you glad of that? Hey, in a world that's stricken with the pandemic, hey God, sickness from one continent to the next. Hey, I come to tell us he still knows your name.
Yeah.
He still knows who you are. He still knows where you are. Hey, I come to tell us he is Rabboni. The all-knowing one.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus made 11 appearances. This is my closing. Listen here. This is unbelievable. Jesus made 11 appearances between his resurrection and his ascension. This is the first one. Mary, amen, has the honor of seeing him first.
Right.
She was seeking the Lord in the early hours. She found him. Let me tell you something. If you seek him, you'll find him.
You'll find him.
Woo! She illustrates the truth of Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
Yes.
After the ascension of Christ, after Jesus, amen, ascended, Jesus appears to three more people. Stephen, Saul, his letter known Paul, and John. Amen. Revelation has the 14th appearance. 14 is a product of 2 and 7. 7 is the number of perfection, and 2 is the number of witness. The book of Revelation is his own perfect witness to Christ's triumph over the tomb. The 15th appearance, do you know when that's going to be? Woo, hallelujah. I just felt the Holy Ghost run up and down my spine. Hey, I'm looking for the 15th appearance. Hey, God, you know when that's going to be? That's going to be the great getting up morning. Not the resurrection morning, but the resurrection morning. Hey God, he got up from the tomb, but on that 15th appearance, we're going to get up.
Woo!
Like Jesus did. He said, I'm alive, and so can you live. I said, I'm looking for the 15th appearance of the Lord when he comes back riding on the clouds of glory to resurrect his church. Great God in heaven, what a day! I said, what a day! Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath entered into the hearts of man what God has in store. It's worth it, church. Live holy, live right, be a child of God, and be ready for the 15th appearance.
Thank you, Lord.
My God and
yeah,
my Lord.
Jesus.
Woo! Holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, the 15th appearance of the Lord is when he returns at the rapture.
What does 15 mean?
15 is a product of 3 and 5. 3 is a number of full manifestation. And 5 is a number of grace. When Jesus returns, his grace will be fully manifested.
Yes, Lord.
He will come back and gather his own to himself. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. My closing scripture, verse number 17. And Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to what? I love this. I never saw this. He said, don't touch me. I haven't went to the Father yet, haven't ascended. But he said, go to my brethren and say unto them, I have ascended to the Father and to my Father and to your Father, and to my God, and to your God. Hey, God, don't touch me. Stop clinging to me. She would see him again before he ascended to the Father. Hey, God, he said, I'm not gone yet. She had a job to do. Go tell everybody you see that Jesus is alive. Amen. He has resurrected, and he is real. Mary was the first to speak about the resurrection of Jesus. Hey, God, we know that. Jesus was touchable. Hey, God, Jesus said, for don't touch me.
I believe he was in the bodily form.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Get ready, I'm going to tell you something to blow your mind. Amen. How do you know he was in a bodily form? Later, in this very chapter, we don't have time to get into it, but Doubting Thomas, you remember Doubting Thomas?
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, I won't believe it. They came to him later and said, hey, Thomas, amen, we saw the Lord, and you wasn't there. That's what happens when you miss church. You might miss, amen, Jesus in the house. Thomas wasn't there at the gathering, and he missed the Lord. And they went home and told him, Thomas, you never believe what we saw. We saw the Lord. Thomas said, I won't believe unless I can thrust my hand into his nail-pierced side. Hey, God, his nail-scarred hands and his spear-pierced side.
Yes.
Hey, what happened? Amen. John 20 and 27. Then said Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Then said he to Thomas, Jesus to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. Thomas felt the Lord. I said he felt his physical body. Matthew 28 and 9. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and they held him by the feet. Luke 24, 39. Behold my hand and my feet, that it is I myself. We also, amen, find a change in relationship. Listen here. Amen. In John chapter number 13 and verse number 16. I want you to notice how Jesus addressed them. I'm quitting. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord.
Right.
Neither he that sent is sent greater than he that sent him. Jesus in John 13 said, was calling us a servant. The servant is not greater than his Lord. But oh, in John chapter number 15, amen, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I call you friends. Hey, God, I told you I've never seen this before, but I called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So we went from chapter 13 to being a servant to chapter 15 to being a friend. And then my last verse of scripture, amen, 20 and 17, Jesus saith unto her, don't touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go. Did he say unto my friends? No, but go unto my brethren. Hey, come. Amen. Here in verse 17, the work of the cross had produced a new relationship. Amen. Now we are children of God. God is our Father, and we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're made his brethren. Go tell my brethren. Hey, God in heaven, I'm heir and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are to trust him. Thank God he's my God. He's your God. And he's able to help us. Thank God. Easter 2020. I said he's able to help and to meet our needs.
Glory.
Thank you for tuning in with us here. Seeing the sister Missy gets the song, I have a short order call here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Is he your God?
Oh, yes.
Woo.
Yes.
We went from servants to friends to brethren, heirs, and joint heirs.
Glory.
With Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to act by faith Sometimes you got to trust the Lord. You know, sometimes God tells you things that doesn't make sense.
Come on.
Has He ever did that to you in your life? The Lord speak to your heart to do something, and you say, I'm not going to do that. That don't make sense. Sometimes God acts irrational.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Peter. Amen. And the disciples had been out in that boat, fishing all night, right along this time frame.
Yeah.
They had gotten discouraged. Peter said, I go fishing. They were out there in the boat, Brother Tommy. Jesus came to them. Amen. the Bible said they toiled all night and caught nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's a pretty bad night. Didn't even catch a bluegill. Amen. Woo! Jesus meets them there at the shore. It's a long message. I'm going to preach another message on this. I looked at this a little bit. See, this is wonderful stuff here.
Yes.
Jesus said, go launch back out into the deep. Amen. Here's Peter's first mistake. Amen. I never caught this before either. And he said, cast out thy nets. That's plural. The fisherman goes out. They got more than one net.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, cast out. First he said, go out in the deep. Peter didn't launch out in the deep. They just went out a little bit there by the shore. And he said, Lord... In other words, I'm a professional fisherman. I know how to catch fish. And I've been out all night long trying to catch fish. And I caught a fish. And you're telling me to drop out my net again?
Come on.
Jesus said, cast out your net. Amen. Great God. Amen. Launch out in the deep. He didn't do that. He missed out on many blessings. A lot of blessings we'll miss out on if we don't launch out in the deep.
Woo.
Great God. Amen. He just went out a little bit off the shore and he cast out his net in shallow water, trying to disprove the words of the Lord. Lord, we fished all night and ain't caught nothing, but at thy word, I'll do it anyway. And he threw his net. Notice this. He only threw one net.
Come on.
And it caught so many fish that it broke the net. Woo! What would have happened? I never saw this. What would have happened if he'd have thrown out his nets? Woo! At the blessings he would have been racking in.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. My closing remarks. Why don't you, amen, be faithful to the Lord? Why don't you act by faith and not by sight? Great God, all the headlines are negative. All the headlines are sad. Hey God, Michelle said, Jason, ain't you scared of getting this virus? I said, Michelle, let me tell you something. I don't want my kids to get this virus. I don't want to make nobody in my family sick. I'm not afraid of this virus. You can't threaten me with heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! You can't threaten me, devil, with heaven. I don't want to get no virus. Amen. Just much next man don't. But hey, I'm not going to live in fear.
No,
I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to live in faith. Amen. Fear kills faith. But if you'll get faith, faith will kill fear. Hey, I come to tell us, won't you ask the Lord to increase your faith right here on the Easter Sunday when the world wreaking havoc, everybody's scared to death. Oh, we ain't going to get back to normal. That country is going to go in recession. The world is upside down. Let me tell you something. Jesus is still Lord. He's still risen. He's still at the right hand of the throne on high. And you need faith.
That's it.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for this audience that's tuned in. Thank you for these few that's gathered here in the building. And thank you, God, for those that's gathered with us by the way of internet right here, right now. God, we thank you once again that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son to leave the portals of glory.
Yes, Lord.
And come down to this earth. Live 33 and a half years and show us and teach us the way. Died on the cross, evil men got their hands on him. Amen. Put the crown of thorns upon his head. They beat him. They hung him on a cross. And what the devil thought was getting the upper hand on God, what the devil did not know was he was accomplishing the purpose of God, because Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. I thank you, Lord, not only for the death and the crucifixion of our Savior, but oh God, I thank you for the resurrection.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That he got me good. Hallelujah. Lord, would you comfort the hearts of those that's listening? If there be one that's lost that's listening right now, God, would you convict their heart? Let them feel the convicting power of God. God, how that you're able to save. you're able to heal.
Yes, yes.
You're able to make whole again.
Jesus.
Touch, Lord, this congregation scattered right here, right now. Touch our people. God, we pray that you give us faith and give us strength in this troublesome hour. All this right now, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Pray, pray. Reach out to him. Reach out to him. He'll help you here tonight.
Cares. And where you are, he's right there. God sees your heart, every dream and broken thought. Let him take you in, you know. He will heal your wounds and scars. As Jesus knows just where you are. Say that my